So first of all, what is the process we're talking about here for taking people off the list?
So if states think a voter might have moved but hasn't changed their address with the Board of Elections, federal law basically gives them a way to check it out. States can send this forwardable confirmation mailer to the address asking, hey, do you still live here? If the answer is yes, please confirm. And if no, can you send us your new address and we can update that? Mm-hmm. If the states don't hear back, federal law says you've got to wait 4 years. If the voter doesn't cast a ballot or have any other contact with election officials over that time, they can be taken off the rolls.
Okay, I'm with you. How does this apply to Ohio and the Supreme Court case?
So if somebody hasn't engaged in any voter activity for 2 years, no voting, no updating their information with the Board of Elections, then Ohio can send one of these confirmation mailers to them. 4 years later, if there's still been no activity, the voter can be removed. So the state is defending this supplemental process before the Supreme Court, saying it is allowed under federal law. And the group suing the state, the A. Philip Randolph Institute and Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless, they say it's not allowed.
What's at stake in the case then?
Well, I talked with Doug Chapin about this. He's the director of the Program for Excellence in Election Administration at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota. He says federal law prevents states from removing voters solely for non-voting. So he says what's in question in this case is whether non-voting is the reason Ohio removes voters, or is it just a trigger for sending this confirmation mailer out?
That seemingly small kind of technical difference will actually make a big difference in how states look at their efforts to update and maintain their voter registration rolls.
And there's at least one other state that could be affected by the court's decision here. Georgia sends out confirmation mailers after 3 years of inactivity. That's being challenged in court, and an appeals court has basically said, let's wait for the Supreme Court to decide the Ohio case before we move ahead with this.
Besides Georgia, how do other states do it?
So West Virginia sends a notice after 4 years of inactivity. Oregon law says the state can send confirmation mailers after at least 5 years of inactivity, but the Republican Secretary of State there expanded that to 10 years. Indiana law prevents the state from removing voters from the roll solely because they didn't vote, but Indiana did also remove about 500,000 names from voter rolls last year through its process, and there are fights over removals in other states, too. As far as how Ohio compares with other states, this is what Doug Chapin says.
I wouldn't say that Ohio is unique. I think that they are probably on the more aggressive end of states seeking to identify potentially inactive voters.
And states are watching this case, with more than two dozen joining friend of the court briefs on both sides.
So who are those people? Who else is making arguments in the case?
Well, I talked with two different groups that filed these briefs. One is Jonathan Brader. He's an attorney with the Brennan Center for Justice and wrote a brief for the League of Women Voters in opposition to the state's process. He says if the court rules in Ohio's favor, it could set a precedent.
I think it would send a signal and possibly open up some potentially dangerous purge activities that could sweep in a lot of eligible voters.
And he's referring there to the possibility that eligible voters are removed from the rolls even if they haven't moved to a new jurisdiction. Now, the conservative group, the Buckeye Institute, filed a brief in this case defending the state, and Robert Ault is the president.
What we want to do is try and keep the rolls as accurate as possible without infringing upon individuals' right to vote. And I think Ohio has struck a good balance.
So this case has gotten attention beyond just state governments.
Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you.